Cults and mysterious New Age movements are a source of fascination, so much so that there's a conference dedicated to them, and it's being held in Manchester this week. Among those who are attending the International Cultic Studies Association conference is Anke Richter, who we believe is the only New Zealand journalist in attendance. She joins me now to talk a bit about what they've got planned. Hi there, Anke.
Oh, hi, Jesse. How are you?
Great. Let's start with the International Cultic Studies Association. What is that exactly?
It's not a self-help group. It's more a panel or an association of experts and people who over 40 years have been studying cults, and they're offering help and doing research on cults. And they used to be called the American Family Foundation, and they've actually been around for 40 years. But it's the first time I'm going to meet them, and it's a really big gathering, actually, of a number of various experts, psychologists, researchers, academics, and people who have actually been in various groups of cults or speaking about their experiences.
So not just journalists, but what's your interest in the conference?
Well, my interest is that I have actually been writing and researching about cults over the last 4 to 5 years, mainly New Zealand ones, like Centrepoint, that was around in the 80s, 90s.
Yeah, I remember that one.
And lately Gloria Vale and some other ones in between, like a big yoga cult in Thailand called Agama that I went last year, and I was one of the, well, I was actually the only journalist there on the ground helping to expose it together with Guardian and other media.
Wow.
So I've been fascinated by groups like that, and I think it's all started from Centrepoint, which I started researching for a book project back then, and that sort of opened the door to just being more and more not just fascinated but also concerned about the aftermath of these groups and people who've left groups like Gloria Vale. Spent a bit of time last year for New Zealand Geographic speaking about the people who've left Gloria Vale and just their experiences and their struggles have really touched me.
Anke, what's a cult?
My definition would be that there's always a certain level of deceit. There is a leader typically who he or she doesn't always look like your typical guru. It could even be a group, well, it could be a yoga group or school. It could even be, I mean, there are cults that don't look like cults, and they are based around a certain activity or a certain philosophy or a certain, or in like a gym or something.
Mm.
A cult always comes with a lot of volunteer work, a lot of people doing a lot to belong, and then not being able to speak up after they notice that something's off. And so there's a level of deception, of making yourself fit in and believe that what your gut maybe says is wrong, make yourself believe that it's right because the group says so and thinks so, and you want to fit in. So that all these things make a cut. And then, I mean, there's the really obvious ones, of course, Scientology or the Moonies. We know about them, but then there are so many other smaller groups or emerging cults. Often they are called high-demand groups or new religious movements. So cult is a word that only sort of brings up one idea of what that looks like, whereas these dynamics, these cult dynamics, can be part of a lot of organizations.
And they must have so much in common with each other, and they must be operating on the same principles now as they were forever. You know, I imagine that Charles Manson was using some of the same techniques as some of the cult leaders we see today. So what is the point in a conference? What is there to talk about that's different in 2019?
If you look at what's been happening lately, we definitely have a year of cults coming, coming to an end or coming to the surface. There's just been a big trial of Keith Raniere, the founder of Nexium, this multi-level marketing scheme / sex cult in the States, who's just been prosecuted, and someone's just filed a lawsuit against Scientology leader David Miscavige. And I mean, this is, and Tony Robbins has just been exposed, and who's one of the biggest self-help gurus in the world, has just been exposed by BuzzFeed. And then last year there were a number of scandals with large Buddhist organizations. Now, Buddhist organizations are not cults as such, but there is, it's just this whole awareness around groups and religious leaders of various forms. That wasn't maybe there a few years ago, but certainly not some decades ago. So it's partly the Me Too movement, and it's also maybe more people questioning spiritual bypassing or silencing people who are speaking up in those kind of dynamics. But you just mentioned Charles Manson, so that's really quite out there. I mean, this is what we often associate with cults, but that's really at the extreme end.
Yeah.
There are many more, I would say more sort of harmless cults, but they can still do a lot of damage individually, and they can leave people traumatized and damaged and harmed, and there are many, many of them, and some of them are even offsprings of, our larger religion. So they're not always, it's not always the Charles Manson of this. There was only one Charles Manson, but there are a lot of other sort of smaller structures and groups, and especially in the New Age movement as well, where again, you don't have a cult leader as such who goes and starts a cult like Ron Hubbard started Scientology. It's often more that a group emerges and develops and evolves itself into something that can become quite cult-like.
Is there something at the conference, something in the lineup that you're particularly looking forward to?
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be quite interesting because ICSA, the International Cult Studies Association, who are running this whole thing, they are an open conference. That means that they let everyone come and listen. So there might probably be some representatives of various groups and cults actually here trying to just get an idea of what is being said about them. So I find that quite interesting.
Yeah.
And there is a woman called Eileen Barker, who's seen as a cult apologist, and she's actually the leading academic in the UK on cults, but she's a red flag to probably some of the former cult members who would be at this conference tomorrow. So it'll be interesting if there will be any sort of confrontation with her.
Then, where will you be writing it up, Anka, for people who are interested in...
Well, I'll be writing a little bit for my German outlets that I report for, and hopefully I'll do something for New Zealand, maybe for the spin-off or others. I'll see what I come back with. These might be more long-term things as well, where I pick up some ideas for stories and then follow them up later and have a few more experts. And also, I'd love to see more of these people come to New Zealand or be relevant to New Zealand, because we actually have quite a large number of people who have been in cults in New Zealand, for instance, Gloria Vale at Centrepoint. And it's from what I've learned over the years, there hasn't been a lot of great counselling for them, because a lot of counsellors or therapists in New Zealand, or most of them, don't really understand cult dynamics and the same with court cases, or so that we don't really have these experts we can call for a court case. So it'd actually be great if maybe they can put, for this conference, maybe they can put New Zealand on the map as well, or someone from this network can be someone who could come to New Zealand one day and also just maybe train up some of the legal people and the health professionals and therapists on all these important things that we need to know to understand people better who've been through these things.
Anka Richter, great to have some New Zealand representation there. Thanks for talking to us a bit about it, and enjoy your time in Manchester.
Hey, thank you, Jesse. Yeah. Bye.